I can tell you guys is on fire for the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
That he's moving, I believe, in prayer, the power of praying and fasting and all that. And I can tell God was in this place.
Yeah.
Amen. And we got to give God some glory to
him.
What she's saying is about to get started, but sometimes we take it for granted. We expect God to show up and expect God. God don't show up everywhere at all the times, amen. So when God show up, we should be excited about it, amen. Amen, amen. I thank God it's just standing. Children, be prepared to get released for Children's Church here in a minute. If you got your Bibles, if you want to look at the screens, we'll be in the book of 1 John today, amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 8 in the Message version. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, 7, and 8, Message version. It reads as follows. My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. Amen. The first message in the Take Inventory series is I'm taking inventory on my relationship with God. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, yeah. Clap, 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 somebody. I got to take inventory of my relationship with God. My relationship. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll be covering a multitude of places in our lives that we need to take inventory.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to see, when I say take inventory, we need to see what, if it's in stock and do we have it?
Yeah.
Then we need to see if it's out of stock, are we lacking of it?
Come on.
Then we might need to see if we need to reorder something. I need to bring it back if it's working, but if it's not, I should just accept it and let it go. Yeah, yeah. Any of us who have worked in inventory, we know. And retail, inventory is extremely important if you work in retail.
Yeah.
I need to know if I have too much of something, because if I got too much of it and it's not moving, it then becomes unproductive. But then I have to determine if I don't have enough of something. If I don't have enough of it and I'm not profiting, guess what? It can be detrimental to my business, but in this case, detrimental to my life. Let's look at the text, y'all. We 1 John 4, 7, and 8. I just read it. And I almost titled today's message, What's Love Got to Do with It? Because he's talking about love in here. The disciple who turned apostle, John, I love it. John named himself in his book of John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Amen. You got a little arrogant right there, ain't that, man? It's 12 of us, amen. But I'm going to call myself the disciple whom Jesus loved. Amen. That's how he refers to himself. John has probably the most memorable verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That John, that's what we're talking about. He tells us what? To continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Is what John told us. So what did Jesus say to John? He said, look here, they would know you are my disciples by the way you preach.
Yeah.
He said that, didn't he? He said, you know you're my disciples by the way you pray.
No.
Maybe by the way you prophesy. Oh, they would know you are my disciples by how you love one another. Nothing outweighs love when it comes in God's eyes. Amen. So the first thing I got to do and check that I have an inventory is agape love. Say agape love.
Agape.
That's the first thing I got to check. Do I have agape love? Unlike the English, we only got one word a lot of times to describe several things in English. Yeah. But the New Testament was written in Greek. So the word love right there is not just love. It's a version of love. Amen. See, look at this. In the Greek, you have several different meanings of love. They had the word eros, which is used to describe a romantic relationship. It's with the word eros, but it means love. They have philia, which means brotherly love. Therefore, Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love because of the word philia on the front. Then they have storge. That's a family type. Of love. I got love for my family members, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, all those things. But agape means something different. Agape means unconditional love. I love no matter what. That's the word is used in this Bible, in this verse. Because in English, I can say I love Lady Thomas, I love sweet potato pie, and I love basketball. All of them are true, but they don't all mean the same thing to me. See, English waters it down sometimes. You got to get into the original text to see what the author of the Bible was meaning. So he said, look here, you got to have this agape love. Agape love is built on Jesus. For God so loved the world. In Greek, it says God so agape the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, his unconditional love is what led Jesus to go to the cross to take my place and yours. So my relationship with God is expressed by us giving agape love, what? Toward people, especially those in the household of faith. That's what my job is. Especially to those, watch this, who don't even deserve it. Amen. Y'all want to have church with me today. I love that Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, he was teaching. He said, look here, I need you to love your enemies. Bless those who hurt you. Do good to those who do wrong. Pray for those who harm you. Love them, for then you'll be the son of heaven. And then he had a nerve to say, if you only love those who love you, what good is that? You're no different than a tax collector. See, the tax collectors were the most despicable sinners in that day. He said, when you only love people that love you, anybody can do that. That's easy to give love when it's given back. But what sets us apart as believers is I'm able to give love when I get hate. I'm able to give love when I get disrespect. I'm able to give love when they seem to want to harm me. I'm still able to give love. So I love this. He's trying to encourage us. Look at this, 1 John 4:8. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God. Because God is love, so you can't know him if you don't love. The question I got to ask everyone in here today, is your love out of stock? Yeah, think about it for a minute. Is your love out of stock? Is it missing? Beloved, has your heart turned cold? Is your love out of stock? When something's out of stock, only two things can happen. Either I can't give it to you at all, or I got to give a substitute. Either I can't give it at all, or I got to give a substitute. I don't know about you. When I show up something, I don't want no substitute. It might look like it. It might feel like it. It might taste like it. It might have some of the quality, but it's not the real thing. Amen. No, I want the real thing. So in turn, we're either giving out fake love, or we're out of love. My God, let me help you, beloved. Don't let your heart become cold. Yeah. You gotta don't let your heart become cold. Don't let people and places and things and attitudes and their beliefs and all this stuff make you turn cold. Because when your heart gets cold, God can't work with that. I'd rather have a warm heart that can be broken than a cold heart that don't love. Amen. That ain't for everybody. But I'd rather a warm heart. Yes, they might get broken. Yes, they might hurt my feelings. Yes, they might mess me up a little bit. But I still want to love the moment. It gets cold. It gets frozen. God can't do nothing with it. And I turn people away from me. Yeah. It makes me have a lack of passion, not just for people, but also for the things of God. Let's look at the text for verse 10 and 11. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. God used the life of Jesus to show us what real love is. Yeah. Jesus is the external and internal expression of God's love. Amen. Okay. He's the internal and external expression of what God's love is. What do you mean, Pastor? Okay, Jesus, our big brother, he had access to heaven. So he says, look here, I'm willing to show that I love them, and God, we want them with us, so I'm willing to die for them so that they can have eternity right to the tree of life. His love expression is eternal, which means it's never ending. But he's also external as well. We didn't do this on our own. It said not that we love God, but that he first loved us. So he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation. It means to appease God's wrath. That God, us and God had beef, y'all. Yeah. We had beef because of our sins. We had beef because when God looked at us, we just couldn't do right. We had beef because we wasn't loving how we supposed to love. We had beef because we was rushing and doing all these other things. And Jesus steps in and says, hold up, Father, I will replace that.
Yeah.
I take that beef if you will forgive them through me.
Thank you. That's love, y'all.
So he appeased God's wrath. That's why it's easy for me to forgive people.
Come on.
Even if they did me wrong. Amen. We got to grow up, church. Y'all want to grow up, church? We got to grow up, amen. We got to be the church God called us to be. Okay. I can love people past their faults. Because they're human beings. I can see the best in people. Why can you see the best in me? We the son that didn't we? He saw the best in me. Why come I can see the best in people? Because he saw the best in me. I can see the best in people because I've done worse to God.
That's it.
Yeah. He saw fit to forgive me and love me through all my lust, through all my pride, through all my arrogance, through all my idolatry, through all my lies, through all my addictions. He saw fit to love me through all that. How dare we not love and forgive somebody when we expect God to do it for us? If God don't want to forgive, we will have a fit. How you not going to forgive me, God? And he's like, how come you can't extend that same grace to someone else that you want for yourself? Yeah. So if God so loved us, we ought to love one another is what he told us. So when the church stands up and loves like Jesus loves for real, no games, no gimmicks, we become a healthy community of believers.
Yeah.
People with desire don't want to be around us, not because we perfect, but because we give perfect love.
Yeah,
not because we don't make no mistake, not because we ain't got no issues. No. You want a place with no issues, get to heaven, amen. But as long as you're on earth, it's going to be some issues. It's going to be some stuff. But what we got to hold on to and be strong in is that we're going to love over everything.
Preach, Pastor.
Look at this, y'all. Verse 12 and 13. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and in his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us his spirit. Amen.
Lord.
Say his spirit. Thank God for his spirit, y'all. It changes the game. The game changer. The Holy Spirit is the game changer. I'm sorry to the atheist, my God. To the unbeliever who might say, guess what? Y'all delusional. Amen. I understand y'all. Y'all ain't seen God. Y'all own Bible told y'all ain't seen God. Y'all crazy. Amen. I know you want to drag us through the mud for believing in God. I get that. It's cool in the game. But it's funny. Y'all believe in stuff. Y'all don't see. You believe in oxygen. You believe in air. You never seen it. But you know you need it. You know what it feels like not to have air, and you believe in that. So don't trip on me, because I want to believe in God. I know God is real. How do I know he's real? Because he abides in me. I know it because I got his spirit. Okay. I know it because there was a time when I didn't have him and I felt different. There was a time when I didn't have him and I felt different. It was a time I didn't have him and I loved different. So much of our life was different before he came in. Now that he's there, I know he's real and he abides in me. The love I'm able to give others and even the love I'm able to give myself now. Because I'm going to love my neighbor as myself if I don't love myself. So God gives me all this. In the words of the great John P. Key, yes, the Lord is real to me. Amen. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel the Lord Jesus all over me. You can't tell me he's not real because I know what I feel and I know what he's done in my life. So the proof of the Lord giving us his spirit, my people of God, is that this, I got to let God, let love lead my life. We got to let him. God's plan is to use the Holy Spirit, watch this, to write his laws and his commandments on our heart. This is how we begin to live a righteous life.
Yeah.
This is how we begin to change. We allow God to say, God, give us his spirit. He said, I want to write my commandments and tablets on your heart. So now, when I used to do stuff, I didn't think twice about it. I sinned and was happy about it. I was sinning and had fun. Y'all ain't never sinned and had fun? Okay. I sinned and it was pleasurable. I was sinning and looked forward to it. Now, something on my heart say, that ain't God best for you, son. Something on my heart say, nah, that's the Holy Spirit say, nah, I don't want you to do that no more. That draws you away from God instead of bringing you closer to God. So we let him write his laws and commandments on our heart. God sent his son to redeem us from the hands of the enemy.
Yes, thank you.
But we got to do it by his spirit, y'all.
Thank you, God.
Okay. I don't know if y'all feel it. Okay, the spirit. God, let the spirit take control. This past summer, praise God, Brother Antonio, good brother. We had a basketball tournament in Michigan, and he said, Pastor, I'm gonna hook you up. I'm gonna let you drive my vehicle. Amen. I said, hey, save me some gas. I appreciate the love. So we go to Michigan, bro. He has a Tesla. My first time ever driving one. Amen. And he has a Tesla. He told me it's a feature on there that will allow it to drive himself. Now, come on, y'all. Just logically thinking, I'm not about to let no car drive itself. I need to be in control. I need to know what's going on. So he says, no, you go, you hit it, you get this thing, you click this thing twice, boom, take over. Car got a screen, it sees the roads, it sees the cars, it sees signs, it sees all this. So he showed me, so I'm kind of hype about it, but at the time, I'm just like feeling it. Yeah. She get to get the demo. I got the demo, so I'm kind of hype about it. Like, I want to try this. She ain't feeling it, so I ain't let her know when I was going to do it. We just driving on the highway, and I go ahead and hit the thing a couple times and let it drive by itself. And the thing about it is that even though it's driving by itself, you're supposed to keep your hands on the wheel just so it knows that you're there. You got to give some kind of function to let it know that you're there, but the car's in control. Y'all better learn to lift up your hands. Y'all better learn to surrender to God. Yes, I'm my own person. Yes, I am who I am. But I'm no longer controlled by my flesh. I'm no longer controlled by my idea. I'm controlled by the Spirit. That if God, if people can control a car, I know God can control my spirit and allow me to live the life He desires for me to live. But I have to surrender control. His Spirit can't rule and reign in your life until you surrender control. My God, look at what he said in verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him.
Come on.
Do you believe the love God has for you?
Yeah, it is.
I want you to think about that. Do you really believe the love God has for you? Do you believe the love God has for you as an individual, you as a person? I know this world makes us think all these things. Be too big, too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too ugly, too brown, too light, too happy. The world makes us think all these things. But do you believe that God really loved you for you? That he made you an individual. He took his time on you to make you exactly how you're supposed to be. Do you really believe that? Because if you don't, it's going to determine how you see God. And the guys you see is the guys you get. But if I don't believe I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, if I don't believe I'm special and unique, if I don't believe I'm loved from God, it's going to determine how I see God and how I see myself too. Do you believe you enough?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe you are, that you are worth saving?
That's it.
Do you believe that? Do you believe you are worth dying for? I know not a lot of people will die for us. I know not a lot of people will kick it with us. We can't even find real friends half the time. But are you for real? That somebody thought you was worth dying for? Do something to me. He thought I was worth redeeming. He saw me at my worst and said, you know what? I got better for you if you just come on my side. Yeah. He knew my name before time began. He cares about my future. Do you really believe that? If you don't believe that, you're going to struggle in your views of God and what God wants to do in your life. Because if I don't believe what he said about me, then obviously I'm not going to have faith and confidence that he can save me. Confidence that he can deliver me. Confidence that he has a future and a plan for my life. All of this and more are products of his love, which allows me to abide in him, y'all. Look at verse 17 to 18. 1 John. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Come on.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Wow. John's saying something, y'all. He said a lot right there. Take my time, we didn't break it down. He said a lot right there. My main job as a pastor, hear me, is to prepare you for eternity. My main purpose, main job. I want to see you blessed. Yeah, I want to see God do things in your life. I believe he will. I believe he can. I want to see all that. But my main purpose is to make sure you make it into eternity.
Yeah.
Which means I can't preach to itching ears.
Come on.
My God. Yeah. The Bible says I got to preach in season and out of season.
Yeah.
When they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
When you talk about blessing and when you talk about sinning. When you talk about my goodness and you talk about my wrath. I got to be balanced and tell you all the things of God because I got to prepare you.
That's good.
Because God just don't want you to leave blessed on earth. He wants you to have eternity with him.
Yeah.
We only got so much time on earth.
Good.
Not on my watch. Amen. Praise God. The love of God is my confidence in him. My security and salvation should be just as strong. The text said that I may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Yeah,
boldness. Amen. I'm not rushing death. Amen. I want to live a long life. Praise God. I hope you do too. I ain't got to kill me, complex. Amen. I ain't got to be a martyr. Jesus, I want to live a long life. Amen. I want to see my children. I want to see my grandchildren. I want to see great-great-grandchildren if I can. I want to live a long life. I ain't got to kill me, complex. But let's be for real. We not going to live forever. So I got to have boldness that day comes when I take my last breath.
Yeah.
I'm in him.
But I'm right.
I got to have boldness that when I take my last breath, and it's over, I know what I've done, I know who I serve, and I know where I'm going. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Boldness, boldness. You know what boldness is? Supreme confidence.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, y'all, one thing that was crazy that messed with your boldness is when the teacher asked you to do a problem on the blackboard. Amen. Praise God. Anybody feel me here? Amen. Woo! You sitting in class, ain't paying attention, talking, maybe passing notes. I know our kids text, but we used to pass notes. We used to do. We had to literally write it out. We couldn't text it. And not paying attention. And they call your name to come to the blackboard to do a problem. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember the wall? Trying to talk to everybody. John know the... John got an A. I copy off John. John got an A. You sure you want me? You don't walk up there in confidence. You're scared. You're terrified. Why? Because you don't know the answer to the problem, my God. But when you know the answer, my God.
Come on. Come on. You got to read.
This one? When you know the answer, you have boldness and confidence. When you know who you've been serving, when you know who you love, when you know I love my enemies, I love my neighbors, when you know I've given all I got to Jesus, I pray for people, I tried my best to do people right, I did the right things, I got boldness. The realism of death isn't as scary as it used to be, because I got boldness in the day of judgment. I can stand before him and say, yes, I love you with all my heart. I wasn't perfect, but that's what you're sacrificing for. I love you with all my heart. You can say this, I love my neighbor as myself.
Yeah.
I didn't do anybody wrong. I prayed for them that did wrong. John's trying to encourage us that if you get where you're supposed to be in God, you're going to have boldness, even in death. Who would awesome God we serve?
Yes, God.
So when I got boldness in God, I can walk up to him and say, I got the right equation.
Please.
One cross plus three nails equals forgiven. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, that's the answer to my problem. I ain't got to worry about none of that stuff no more. When I got boldness, I can say that before God because I've accepted him. But you got to know the answer. Because life will mess you up. You got to know, yea, that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So the question becomes then, watch this, what are you afraid of? Ask your neighbor, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? It's real. Because verse 18 said this, that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment.
Yeah.
But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. My God. Okay. But he who fears, who has not been made perfect in love. If you view God as the big mean guy in the sky, you're going to have a problem. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If that's your view of God, he's a big mean guy in the sky, ready to punch me as soon as he sees someone do something wrong, ready to take his blessings away from me, ready to put curses on me. If you look at God like that, I'm sorry, that involves torments. That's why every week off the car, I say, look here, I can't scare you into heaven. And me telling you things and try to scare you to come up here and give your life to Christ, if that's what does it, it won't keep you. Because it's involving in fear. You haven't experienced his love yet. His love is so real. Watch this. It makes you want to do it. Fear is the opposite. He even gives us the insight in our personal relationships, what I deal with later, because some of us be in personal relationships and be in fear. He said, fear don't have love in it. Amen. How you in a relationship with another person and you scared to talk to them? You scared to communicate? You scared to open your mouth? You scared you walk around on eggshells? You scared they might hit you? I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you, that's not love. He said that involves torments. I'm opposite of that. So we need God's love, y'all. I love this. If something happens, watch this, because I want to play with y'all. 1 John, you should read the whole book. That might be my challenge. Read all of 1 John this last week of the fast. That might be my challenge, because the first chapter, he says this. Watch this. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness and cleanse us of it. So he knows that we need Jesus all our lives. It ain't going to be a day that go by. I don't need some forgiveness for sins knowingly and unknowingly.
That's it.
I might lie on accident, amen. I might do something wrong, you know. We lie, I'm gonna call you back, or you know, whatever we do, we don't mean to do it sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I mean? To our children, praise God, I'm gonna take you here. I'm my only parent, I'm gonna take you here.
Oh, no.
Fell asleep, didn't feel like driving. I'm being for real, right? We can say, we can make it sound cute and say I didn't mean to say it, but we really lie, you know what I'm saying? Because God is real. Well, we can make it sound cute, but we've all been there before, right? So let's be for real. So we need a constant confession, and repentance is not a one-time thing. You should constantly be confessing your sins, knowingly and unknowingly. You should constantly be repenting from God, because sometimes we do it and don't even notice that we've done it. So we got to be careful, y'all. But I love this. So John is telling us about fear and how it's torment and how we should love God and how real love can cast out fear. And it's a trip because we got to understand that fear will push us further and further away from God, man. Okay. Fear makes us turn our back on God because fear makes us feel like we'll never measure up. That fear makes me feel like I'll never measure up to what God is doing. Why I gotta serve God? I can't measure up anyway. This is perfect. You ain't supposed to make no mistakes. You ain't supposed to do nothing ever wrong in your life. It's not an excuse to sin, but you gotta understand that I get strength in Him. Fear will keep you from stepping over that line. It's a line that you need to step over to get to your next set of deliverance. It's the line you gotta step over to get to win your next battle. It's the line you gotta step over. You gotta say in your mind, yes, it's scary stepping over to this side, but I know this ain't God's will for me no more. God don't want me hanging out with them. God don't want me over there with them. God don't want me doing this no more. So we gotta get over that fear and step over that line and then watch what God will do in your life.
It's when
we give up things for Him, He then pours more into us, y'all. And the reason I can't walk in fear is because Jesus is the standard. Mm-hmm. Pastor George ain't the standard. Any pastor on TV. Anybody make you want to feel like they the standard? I'm sorry. Jesus the standard. He perfection. I'm just an under-shepherd. I'm trying to show y'all the way to Him like I'm following the way to Him. He the standard. So He's always our standard. That means it's okay. I can't never give up if I fall short. Because He's a standard I can't even reach no way. But I can get so close, my God. Help me out. My life can change so much that if I allow Him to be that standard in my life, watch this, I no longer want to do what I want to do. That might hit you too. I no longer want to do what I want to do, which means those desires that I had and I wanted to do, He changed them because I allowed Him to be the standard in my life, y'all.
My God.
So this, watch this. This is the section of inventory we got to figure out right here. No love, no God. He says you got to love to know God. So this tells me, watch this. If I have no love, I have no God. Okay. Look at this. First verse 19 and 20. We love Him because He first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love a God he has not seen? We're going to dig into that. We're going to go home, y'all. John talking to us, y'all. He giving us some real deal, making you think a little bit. Let's start with first. He said we love Him because He first loved us. Think about that. God loved us first. Think about our lives, our childhood, all the sin that we have done, all the things we've done that wasn't in God's will, and He still loved us. Those times when the enemy, if he could have got away with it, would have killed us. And we weren't even thinking about God. He saw us fit for us to get out. I know if I go person by person, you have some testimonies. You was in a car that had flipped over. You was in a drunk driving situation. Some gunshots didn't went smashed away. Somebody didn't put something in your drink. If I go person by person, I know we all got some crazy testimonies. That the enemy wanted to take us out. But God's love stepped in, my God. The enemy wanted to take us out, but God's love stepped in. So we love Him because He first loved us. He first loved us. Why did He love us? Because we're His creation. He showed us love because He created us. He's always had a love for humanity. That's why He sent Jesus to die in our place, even though we are undeserving of His love. Yeah, yeah. The Bible said he who did not spare his own son, but deliver him up us for us all. He didn't spare his own son, but deliver him for us all. Now watch this. How shall he not give us all things freely? He loved me so much that he invited me into his family. He loved me so much he gave his son up for me, which adopted us into the family of God. Now, if someone would die for me, what wouldn't they give for me? Yeah, yeah. If they would die for me, what would, there's no limits of what they would give or do for me. So we love him because he first loved us. Ooh, look at that, y'all. Look at that. Look at verse 20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love a God who he can't see? Remember, I was telling you about the atheists tripping on us. Like, how y'all love a God y'all can't see? And maybe the reason why they tripping is because they see how we treat other people.
Yeah.
You want me to believe in your Jesus? I just think you cuss 3-4 people out in 4 different languages. My God. You English, Spanish, Russian. I just think you cuss all kinds of people out. All kind of language. I don't know. Some of them new cuss words I ain't never heard before, man. 2023 cuss word. I ain't never heard it before. But you love Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I see you go off and tell everybody off at work what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and how you ain't listening to your boss and you don't care what nobody got to say about it and you've been here the longest and you got seniority now. I see you do all that.
Yeah.
But then you want me to join you for prayer meeting on break.
Come on, my God. Come on.
It's not the fact that I might believe there is a God, but I don't believe your God is a God.
Yeah.
There might be a God, but I don't believe it's your God, because how can you love this God so much? How can you pray? How can you speak in tongues? How can you show up Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? How can you quote every scripture and can't love someone? Have mercy, oh God. If I love God, I ought to love what he loved most.
Yeah.
And that's people.
That's it.
Think about that. If I say I love God and he said he loved us first, I ought to love what he loved most, y'all. Beware of people that love the Lord but hate their brother. My God. God, beware of those. They do exist. People that love the Lord but hate their brothers. That's the direct contradiction of scripture. It's a dangerous place to be in for your mental state and your balance to love God and hate people. See, if I love God like I say I do, then my relationships and interactions with people should reflect that.
My God.
Yeah. Paul told us this, y'all. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast when it comes to things of God. Be steadfast, okay? Be on your duty. It's our duty, our Christianly duty, to be aware of what's going on, to show love. Be steadfast. Be on your duty. Never wavering. He said, therefore, beloved, be immovable, my God. Yeah, yeah. Your relationship, your love, gotta be so strong with God, you're immovable, which means, watch this, nothing can knock me off my post. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to let doubt knock me off my post. No, I'm too strong with God. I'm not going to let hate knock me. You can hate me if you want to. You can hate me all you want. You ain't getting no hate back. Praise God. I'm going to love you. Amen. Hate on me, whatever. I'm going to love you. I'm immovable off my post. Watch this. I'm not going to let fear take me off my post. I might not understand it. I might not see it. I might be going through it. But I'm not going to let this fear trick my mind to say God ain't got me, that I don't trust him. I'm immovable. Anything but love tries to dictate to my heart or mind, I can't let it move me.
Yeah.
Our faith has to be secure and cemented in God. We have to be immovable, y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
to be immovable means, watch this, I have to have an always praise, my God.
Yeah.
The only way for me to be immovable, which means the only way I'm able to stand firm in God, stand in his word, stand up against enemies, stand up against hate, stand up against demons and devils, stand up against people that love God and hate people, to be able to stand in all this stuff going on in my life, my own insecurities, is that I have to have an always praise.
Yes, always.
Yeah. Paul said this, always abound in the work of the Lord, my God.
Yeah.
I miss y'all shout. He said, always abound in the work of the Lord. I thought I said sometime.
Yes, come on.
I thought I said when I feel like it. Amen.
Always.
I thought I said when it's convenient.
Always.
Amen. Paul said, always abound in the work of the Lord. It ain't a day that go by. It ain't a second. It ain't a minute. That anytime God need me, I'm there. I got to always abound in him. Because the opposite is I'm going to abound in sin. And the devil don't play fair. I'm sorry, I had enough of sin. I had enough of him pulling me this way and playing tug of war with me. I had enough of following him to no good. Watch this. I'm tired of being the devil's puppet, my God.
My God.
Yeah. Are y'all tired of being the devil's puppet? See how puppets work. If somebody's behind the puppet, my God. The puppet got strings all over his arm. He got strings on his arms and strings on his leg. And somebody behind the puppet is moving the puppet. It's moving his hands. It is moving his leg. And the devil treating some of y'all just like a puppet. Making you go where he wants you to go. Making you do what he wants you to do. Making you see what he wants you to see. No longer. God said cut them strings. It's time to cut them strings. But to cut them, I got to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. Why always, Pastor? Because you have to know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, my God. I don't know who told you, my God. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Okay. This is why I got to love hard, my God. This is why I got to try my best to be obedient, man. This is why I got to sacrifice. This is why I got to keep praying. I got to keep giving. I got to keep sowing. I got to keep loving. All this, why I got to keep honoring? Because it's not in vain in the Lord. The world makes us think that serving God is a waste of time.
Yeah.
The world makes us think that doing work for God don't reward or nothing when he said he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him.
That's it.
So I want to encourage you, beloved,
my God,
your work in the Lord is not in vain.
Yeah.
Don't let the enemy, don't let a frenemy, don't let a family member, don't let anybody trick you out of your work in the Lord. It's never in vain. God wants to bless us. God wants to do amazing things in our life.
Yeah.
But we got to learn how to love right, y'all.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
So we're here today. That's what we're talking about. I got to take my inventory in my relationship with God. Am I loving how God, how John said that God said to love?
Yeah.
Am I really taking this wholeheartedly? Do I have some hate in my heart? Come on. Do I have some animosity towards some people in my heart? Some people I haven't forgiven, because if I'm in that lane, I'm not where God wants me to be. And if I can't let it go, I'm not where God wants me to be. Watch this. Sometimes they ain't gonna never apologize. Sometimes they ain't. They ain't gonna say I'm sorry. They gonna keep living on like ain't nothing happened. They'll keep on moving and going on. And guess what? I still got to forgive them. Because if I don't, that means I'm living in fear or torment. And they got a hold on my heart. And they holding a place God should have. You got to take inventory. Stores do it every year. It's beginning of 2023. Only a month in. Stores do it every year. How you not going to take inventory in your relationship with God? How you not going to take inventory in your spiritual life? How you not going to look in the mirror and say, man, I'm tripping? How I'm not going to look in the mirror and say, I need to get this together? How I'm not going to look and say, this is working, I'm going to keep it. This ain't working, I got to go. How you not going to do that when stores do it for products? You not going to do it for your life?
Jesus.
I don't know who you are or what you're going through, but today, God said, look here, if you know you need me, come on now. If you want to be with me for real, we don't play church. I ain't got time to play church. I watch this. I'm not going to hell through the church bus. Praise God. Ain't no way I'm going to go show up Sunday after Sunday. Ain't no way I'm going to read my Bible. Ain't no way I'm going to pray. Ain't no way I'm going to make it. Everybody else think I look good and pop up in hell. I'm not going. If I'm going to do it, if I'm going to go to hell, I'm going to be the biggest sinner I can be.
That's real.
Amen.
That's real.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big. I'm going to do it all. No way. So if your heart ain't right, people of God, listen to me. If you're struggling and you don't know, you got some insecurities about a relationship with God, it's time to get it together.
Yeah.
It's time to find out and take inventory. Do I believe like I say I believe? I'm here to challenge your belief because I want all of us to have boldness and confidence in your relationship with God. Boldness and confidence that you're living for the Lord. Boldness and confidence that God got you, he's kept you, and he's leading you to a new life. But you got to make a choice. Hey, make we all stand on our feet. And you got to praise this place. He's worthy. As the song plays, this is real. You were worth saving. You were worth dying for. If you know you need Christ, my God, only you and God know. But if you know you need Jesus, my God. If you know some of your heart saying, look here, I need to get this thing together. If some of your heart is saying, look here, I need to make it solidified and certified. Let today be your day. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, she said it best. Ain't no way you should be going back home from the same way you came.
Yeah.
If you had some doubt, you got up this morning anyway in doubt, it's time to cancel out all doubt. It's time to cancel out all fear. If you know you need Jesus, my God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you know you need him, if you know you need a change in your life, if you know you're tired of doing the same old thing, the same old way, you're tired of that. Old school, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
You got to give it to Jesus for real.
That's it.
And we're here to help you do that.
That's
it. Your ups and downs, your highs and lows.
My God.
You were worth saving.
Yes, God.
My God.
You went when he's on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
That just wasn't for the people there. That was for us. That was for me, for you.
Yeah.
That was for newborns. It was for everybody in the world that's going to sin and disrespect God because of our sin. Everybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I got to be willing
Jesus.
To accept Thank that. You, I got to accept it by faith that I was to die for, that he loves me.
Amen.
Y'all know me. I don't rush this and I don't hold you hostage either. Amen. Praise God. I ain't going to rush it and I ain't going to hold you hostage. But if you know you need Jesus, whether I've been saved and Pastor, now I want to be committed. I need to be committed to Christ.
Yeah.
I've been up and down. Whatever that looks like. I just want to encourage you today. Don't go back home and feel the same
that's
way.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,
My God.
But when you get to that conviction line, my God, and you step over it, on the other side of conviction is change, y'all.
Yeah, it is. That's it.
On the other side of conviction is change. On the other side of conviction is commitment.
It's real.
But we can't keep walking up to that line, looking at it and saying, yeah, I know this line for me. I know I need to cross over it. But fear get me bound. They gonna talk about me. I'm going to lose all my friends.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nobody going to want to hang with me no more. They going to think I'm weird. What am I going to do? I can't be. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You got to love God more than anything.
Thank you.
I'm telling y'all from experience. When you lose friends, heck yeah. When you lose people, absolutely. Because you're trying to walk in light. You're trying to walk in light. People that walk in darkness don't want to walk in light.
Yeah.
So everybody ain't going to want to rock with you. Everybody ain't going to want to roll with you. But I love God more than that. He mean more to me than that. He mean everything to me. We sing, I love you, Jesus, more than everything. And we got to get past singing it to living it. We got to get past just singing it and saying it because it sounds amazing. I love you more than anything. But then we turn to other things. Then we put them on a back burner. Then we give them the least of us, not the most of us, y'all.
God
is calling his people. He says, I love y'all.
Yes,
it's time for change. It's time for us to make our claim in the earth. We got power, y'all. We got power in prayer. We got God has equipped us with power.
Thank you, Lord.
And the reason we don't tap into it is because we didn't be committed.
My God.
We got supernatural power, supernatural healing. And we're going to pray for these people. Everyone is up here and see what they want. But my final call, I beseech you by the mercies of God to present your body a living sacrifice.
That's it.
Holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
That's it.
Your reasonable service.
That's it.
That's
it. That's it.
Which is your reasonable service. I beseech you. Jesus, I beseech you. By the mercies of God. Anybody else, if you know you need something from them, today be your day. Let it be your day. Let it be your day. Heaven rejoices over this stuff. Angels are celebrating right now. It's angels in heaven going hallelujah, glory to God. We've defeated the enemy once again. Glory to God. It's angels celebrating your victory. And the only thing really standing between you and your victory is yourself. The only thing really standing between you and your victories is your fear. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. So if you know you need God, hallelujah. If you know you need Him, all I know is what God sent me to preach, you do the rest. So if it's in your heart and you know, don't let the enemy keep you bound. That's what I got to say. Don't let him keep you bound. But say, you know what? I'm moving towards the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are none. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's do this because I know some of y'all up here for prayer. Is anybody joining New Creation Church? Amen. Praise God today. You just raise your hand. Let me know. I will make sure everybody's up here. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We got y'all. We got y'all. We got y'all. God wants to do the amazing in your life. Amen. Let me move this out the way. Amen. Let me slide this. Slide a little bit. Thank you. I appreciate you. Let's go. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Rejoice. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. So we do got some gospel prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. As I pray for everybody, you need to support. Your commitment. For y'all that don't know, she didn't know Samantha forever. I've known Samantha since high school. And so we go way back. Come on, you guys wait a minute. I'm sorry. But to see what she's doing.
That's it.
He didn't came to see all of what was going to happen. I thank God for the future. I know it is. So I thank you for your commitment first. Let's be for real. Kids want to see it. We real about stuff. Amen.
Come on, that's it. Teach
Come on, teach for real. The kids want to see. Is it just a Jesus talk? Or are you just that's what our kids do. They watch that. They sponges. So we got to realize that we got a short window. Come on. Who got grown kids? Right there.
Yeah.
People who got grown kids here. You got a 20-year-old. You got a short window to not only love them, but to instill godly values in them and then show them as well. So I thank you and I apologize. I appreciate you. God, praise for you for what you're doing and jumping into this ministry. So thank God for you. Amen. You got praise, man. Praying more, and we've been fasting, and I think this is a direct link to that. And I'm seeing God moving in everybody's life. I'm seeing God touching. I'm seeing God healing, my God. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Texted this morning. I appreciate that. What time did the church start? I didn't have my phone. I thought she was going to come. I thought I'd take you back too late. But her heart and mind was already made up. See, God, when your heart and mind made up, you open yourself to allow God to move. See, my spell yesterday, use me up. And God speaks to us the life of us all the time. I might think it's crazy, but He do. Are you willing to let God use you up? I might tell myself it's a song I used to sing. My pimps and praise God, amen. Pastor and I always did church. Amen. I want to spread the news that if it feels this good, we can use. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me. I know it's an old song. He sampled that. Old school, like, Pastor, that's before that time. That's an old song, but he sampled it. And he was talking about a girl. A female using him up, and he didn't care that she was using him because it just felt so good. The good thing is about what God used you. Not only do it feel good, but it's good for you. Not only do it feel good to be used by God, but you know He's working things out in your good. He's changing things. So that's going to be my prayer. As we got the new members, we got people up here. I know we know God. In this season, God said, let me use you up.
That's it.
You didn't let people use you?
Yeah, come on.
You didn't let jobs use you?
Come on.
You didn't let people that meant you no good use you? You didn't let family members use you? You didn't let all this stuff use you and drain you? They've been vampires, suck the blood and life out of you. And God said, in this season, trust me. Let me use you. Let me empty yourself out for me. How does that look? Empty yourself out for me. How would that? I don't know how it looks. But empty yourself out for me. When you want to quit, say, no way, I got to push.
Yeah.
When you want to give up, say, no. When you want to take 2 steps back, I'm taking 5 forward.
That's it.
If I got to crawl on my knees,
however
it looks,
thank you, God.
God, I need you to use me.
Jesus.
Because when God uses us up, He pours back in.
Yeah.
Jesus said this, He who abides in me, I'm fighting for God. He said, you abide in me, you should be like a fruit, a tree that bears fruit.
Yeah.
But he who does not abide in me may bring no fruit. But then he said, the person that abides in me, I prune that tree.
Yeah.
To prune means to cut off all that good fruit.
Ooh, Jesus.
He cut it off because good fruit got purpose.
God.
So when you're doing a good work, when you love it, you're praying, you're forgiving, you're discipling, you're trying to do the work of God, He's going to cut some stuff off and let it marinate somewhere so you can grow more fruits, so you can help more people, so you can witness more, so you can pray more, so you can love more. That's how He works, because He's doing more. But then He says this, if you don't abide in me, you can't do nothing. Use me up, God. If you don't abide in me, Jesus said, you can't do nothing without abiding in me. On the flip side, if you abide in me, you can do anything. But if you are in me, you can do anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God wants to do y'all and show y'all what anything and everything looks like. You gotta push.
Jesus, thank you.
You gotta pursue.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You gotta trust.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You gotta forgive.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You gotta
love.
You gotta commit. You gotta watch this. And I'm a pastor. Sundays are important.
They are.
So is the whole week.
Yeah.
That's it. Sundays are extremely important. But to not forsake yourself together. To the assembly of together. We gotta assemble together to get encouraged. I don't know, you might be in a bad week. Malika, hug her real quick. Malika might need a hug. That's what she needs. Next week, Brittany might need a hug. And you should be you up. And then you never know what nobody's going through. It might not be that. It might be that week to be dead now. They might have had a bad week. Nobody might have said hi all week. Nobody may not have spoke all week. And your smile and your love and your hug literally might change their week.
Thank you, Jesus.
So as important as Sunday is, I got to make sure I'm still putting some time on Monday. On Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, man,
that's it.
Because the Lord is your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trying to hear God, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank y'all for being. I hope y'all praying out there. Thank y'all for being patient. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to let God have His way.
Thank you, God.
Give Him His time.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, whatever, oh God, is able to come. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, God, have your way.
Yeah, well, Jesus,
It's to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge me. He shall direct your path. Ooh, Father God, I thank you, God, for these individuals up here today, Father God. I thank you, God, for their love. I thank you, God, for their push. I thank you, God, for them, oh God, having courage to even step foot up here, oh God. It's not easy to get out of our seat. It's not easy to come to the front. It's not easy, but Father God, I thank you, God, that we're not waiting. I don't want nobody to feel judge for coming to the front. No, we want to feel love coming to the front. We want to feel the calling of God over our lives. So I pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you touch and have your way in their lives, oh God. I pray, oh God, right now, oh God, that you are doing a new thing in their lives, oh God. I pray, oh God, today is a new day in their hearts, oh God, that you are healing those hearts that are broken. You are mending those hearts. You are literally stitching them back together, oh God. You are fixing. You are correcting, oh God. You are helping them to love how you love, oh God. That today, they're taking inventory of their relationship with you, but they also take an inventory and say, God, I need more love. Life has drowned me of my love. Life has drained me of my love, and I don't need that kind of life. I got some hate. I got some unforgiveness. I got some bitterness. I got some things I got to get out of. So, Father God, let love leave this place, oh God. I pray, oh God, for divine healing, oh God, divine revelation, oh God. I pray today, oh God, that people step from conviction to commitment and change, oh God. I pray, oh God, today we'll never be the same, oh God. I pray for our young people, oh God. They will be encouraged in you, Father God, and know that you hear them, oh God. You answer their prayers. You give them love, oh God. I pray and believe, oh God, you're about to do a new thing in their life. I pray, oh God, in this sanctuary, oh God, will be a safe haven, oh God. I pray, oh God, today will be the day of healing, of deliverance, of power, of might. It will be all that we need, oh God. I know will it be the same. And when the enemy tries to trick us out of our blessings, and when the enemy tries to trick us out of what we have, we want to stand on the fact that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than I can imagine, more than I can ask or think, according to the power that works within me.
Thank you, God.
God said you got to come out of there.
Come out.
God said come out of there.
Come out.
Come toward the light. Darkness over here. Come toward the light.
Thank you, God.
I'm waiting for you with open arms. I'm waiting for you to give you real love. I'm waiting for you to hold you, to help you, to correct you, to mold you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
to help you be what I've called you to be.
Ooh, give me you, oh God. Ooh, give me
God said you got a purpose on your life. It's time to walk in it. You got a purpose on your life. It's time to walk in it. You got a purpose in your life. It's time to believe Him for it. You got a purpose in your life. It's time to go after it. You have a purpose on your life. Stop standing still and walk towards me. Stop standing still and stop moving back.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, stop standing still and stop moving back. Come towards me. Some of y'all are weary. Some of y'all are filled with burden. Jesus said, all y'all who are weary and need rest, take of my yoke. Learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Some of y'all carry too many burdens. And the reason you carry them because you ain't giving it to Jesus. You're carrying too many burdens, and the reason you're carrying them, you feel weighed down, you feel stressed out, you feel like wanting to quit, you feel like wanting to give up, because you're carrying too many burdens. God said, stop carrying. I never created you to carry that. My son carried it on his cross. My son carried it for you. And we're trying to carry it ourselves. God said, no more. God said, leave it at the altar. Leave the weight at the altar. Don't go back to your seat with this weight. Don't.
Freedom, Jesus.
God has more for you, but you got to let it go. So we believe you, oh God, today. We praise you, and we stand on your word. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to praise the Lord. Some stuff, the only way you're going to get it gotta pursue.
Yeah, that's it.
David beat Goliath because he went after the giant.
That's it.
Everybody else was waiting on something else to happen. David went after the giant.
That's it.
Some great giant, man, you got a giant in your life right
there. Yeah.
You gotta go after that thing.
You gotta go after it. That's it.
You stand there and wait. Goliath showed up. See, I'm trying to get trying to sit down. God just did. Goliath showed up every day yelling all the men of Israel. And everybody was scared.
Yeah.
He showed up every day yelling, saying, so who won't fight me? Curse that guy. He showed up every day. Everybody in Israel was scared.
Yeah,
until
yeah.
David showed up. David showed up and said, who? He didn't care about if he was a giant. I know we get giants in our life, y'all. He didn't care if he was a giant. He didn't care how big that problem was. He didn't care. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine disrespecting my God? See, when you make your problem so big, you make your God so small. The guys you see, the guys you hear. When you make those problems that big and that magnified, all it does is shrink your perspective and your view of God. And God said, how do you expect me to save you? You don't even believe I can. How do you expect me to deliver you?
My God.